two more cases of COVID-19 in McLean County, but the peak of this spring outbreak could be just around the bend.
I know we're definitely probably within a week, maybe, of our peak.
That's Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport, still working to facilitate transport of critical goods and services and accommodate passengers with urgent travel needs. CIRA sends good health to the community during these trying times.
It's Tuesday, April 14th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. Our community added two more COVID-19 cases yesterday, bringing the total to 79. Over half of those people have already recovered. Governor J.B. Pritzker says Illinois may be reaching its peak of COVID-19 cases, citing a recent decline in deaths. But County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says we're not about to flatten the curve yet.
We may be a week or so behind places like Chicago that saw cases a little earlier than us. But we're definitely probably within a week, maybe, of our peak.
Statewide, over 1,100 new cases were announced yesterday and 74 additional deaths. Meanwhile, Illinois House Republicans criticized Governor Pritzker's handling of unemployment claims during a press conference. Republican State Representative Mike Marin of Fithian was among them. He says he and his colleagues have gotten numerous calls from frustrated Illinoisans who have found themselves unemployed.
A few months ago, no one could have predicted how the coronavirus was going to ravage our state. But once it got here, it became apparent that a stay-at-home order was going to be a reality. IDES's system should have been advanced to accommodate for the large influx in applicants that the order was going to create.
Pritzker says the Illinois Department of Employment Security was not prepared for the onslaught of requests for unemployment benefits, and neither was any other state. During his daily press briefing, the governor pointed to improvements the department has made in processing claims, including overhauling its website infrastructure. Separately, a group of employers say they're not happy with recent changes to the state workers' compensation rules. Under an emergency rule adopted by the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission, essential workers who fall ill with COVID-19 are automatically assumed to have contracted it at their workplace, even if they work from home. That means they may qualify for workers' comp. Pritzker says the rule will offer those workers extra financial security.
Look, my intention is to protect the workers of Illinois, the people who are most affected by this COVID-19. We are in a pandemic, in an emergency. This is what we need to do right now to protect people.
The Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce and others, though, say the rule change will require employers to pay for the medical expenses and salary benefits without proof that the illness was contracted at the workplace. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Country Financial said it will later this week announce additional steps it'll take to help customers, including those who are driving less because of the coronavirus. State Farm and other auto insurers have already announced large refunds. State Representative Dan Brady will host a conference call for local workers and small businesses impacted by the virus to help them find assistance. That's tonight at 6 p.m. And Connect Transit has extended the suspension of fare collection through May 1st. That includes fixed route bus service and Connect Mobility paratransit service. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. COVID-19 has raised concerns about supply chains and timely delivery to stores. That includes the most important supply chain, food. As Eric Stock reports, some gardeners in McLean County have changed their focus as a result of the virus.
It amounts to food instead of flowers, and some dabblers in home gardening have decided to go bigger this year, like Kyle and Jessica Shawls of Bloomington.
Last year we just did like pots with herbs and I think tomatoes, and our kid just kind of pulled them out and popped them in his mouth. And then the year before that we did like palette gardens, which was like super easy and non-committal.
This year, the Shawls are building a raised garden bed, two in fact, 64 square feet of tomatoes, onions, peppers, herbs, and more. Jessica Shawls is a fitness center manager still working from home. Kyle coaches soccer at Illinois Wesleyan. Jessica says gardening engages her mind and has helped her learn new skills. With COVID-19, she says she feels it provides security.
Now with the coronavirus, there is that added, like, it would be nice to have this, right? Like you have the week, 2 week wait sometimes for groceries. So to be able to have something to fall back on, like we have stocks of canned goods, things like that in the basement.
Shawls says she plans to learn canning so they can preserve their harvest. She says this is her way to take control when so much is beyond her control without resorting to more compulsive behaviors seen during the pandemic.
I don't have to get caught up in the panic as much because I do feel like there is that feeling out there at times, like whether it's toilet paper causing the rise in anxiety.
The anxiety is real for those waiting for an end to the pandemic, especially for those living in a hollowed-out economy. That's where Sunnyside Garden on Bloomington's west side sees its mission. Janice Turner has been its lead caretaker.
We are trying to be at the forefront of helping people who are going to be really devastated by the economy, they'll need food, and we're trying to produce as much as we can.
At the end of last summer, the Sunnyside Garden needed money and manpower. It wasn't clear whether the garden would produce anything this year, but a grant came to hire part-time manager Caleb Phillips.
We hope that, you know, this is a time where, you know, we can try to provide some stability to some different people. You know, you go to the grocery store and there's a lot of things that aren't on the shelf. If things aren't getting onto the shelf, we know what's going to happen to prices. They're going to go up.
The garden feeds about 200 families through the Boys and Girls Club, Home Sweet Home Ministries, and other organizations. It offers produce for residents of a nearby low-income apartment complex and anyone willing to help. $5 and 1 hour of work get you $25 of food. Phillips says he hopes he can feed as many as 300 families this year.
We've had quite a few people reach out to us just asking about, hey, what do you guys do? Hey, is there a way to get vegetables and fruit from you? How does this work? You know, where are you supplying to?
Phillips has worked in community development in China and Thailand during unstable times. He says it's scary when basic necessities become a question for so many. I'm Eric Stock.
Before we let you go, the McLean County Board's Executive Committee meets online today at 4:30. On the agenda are some coronavirus-related relief measures. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport, working to keep the airport safe, clean, and operational for essential goods, services, and passenger needs. In uncertain times, CIRA is there when needed. CIRA sends good health to the community during these trying times. More at CIRA.com.